live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. Had a little case of the weekend there. Got a really interesting and kind of provocative show for you today. We're going to open up, as we often do, with a friend. We'll have Debbie Stewart in to talk about her new and upcoming Senior and Caregivers Expo with a whole new line of guest speakers to answer really, really important questions. If you are a senior or you're caring for one, the Senior and Caregivers Expo is just a wonderful event. All of the places you could need to care for a senior all in one place, so Debbie will be here to talk about that. Then we're going to have two interviews today with authors. The first one is the provocative one. His name is Dan Barker. Now, Dan Barker for many years was a Christian minister. He is now an atheist. He is also the founder of an organization. It's called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Now, this is not in any way anti-religion. He is just trying to insist and assert and keep church and state separate. He really has some interesting things to say, and the name of his book is Free Will Explained. So we'll talk to him after the first news break. A correction right before the news break. And then immediately after the news break, after the bottom of the hour, we will hear from Susie Herrick, just in time for International Women's Day. I talked to her last week. She has a new book. It's called Your Story is Your Power, about empowering women in the workplace and in life in general. So, interesting and provocative show for you today. And we have Debbie Stewart just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Does your insurance company seem a little robotic?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we experience pride in producing plans suitable for 87.023% of the entire population.
When it comes to protecting your future, no one can replace a human. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we sit down with you for a super check and together create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Oh, it is always so good to have a friend on the show. That's certainly the case right now. Debbie Stewart is back with the, she is with the Senior Connection, of course, which she established several years ago and has made life so much better for so many people in the Quad Cities. Debbie, the Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo is coming up this Friday. Have you ever bothered to count up how many of these you've done now?
Well, I think we're going on about our seventh year now, and mm-hmm. we've done about 10 of them.
Wow. And there are so many great resources in one spot. And that's the key thing, isn't it? You don't have to go shopping all around town or spend 2 weeks researching all this stuff. It's right there in one place, isn't it?
That is the whole point, that if somebody is a senior or they're taking care of a senior, that they can come to the expo this Friday and visit with about 65 companies that are providing services and products locally.
Mm-hmm. You've also got a great lineup, as you always do, of guest speakers. Who's going to be speaking at this expo?
Well, in addition to the vendors, they can come and listen to a lineup of speakers throughout the day. At 10 a.m., we've got the Caregiver Emotional Roller Coaster.
And that's exactly what it is.
It is. That's with Pamela Krager from Kindred at Home. At 11 is Personal Advocacy in Today's Healthcare System, basically learning how to take care of yourself and get what you need if you are trying to navigate the healthcare system. That's with Bonnie Shimko, owner of Arizona Care Management Solutions. At noon, we will have Chronic Pain and the Opioid Crisis for Seniors with Dr. Wayne Bennett of Bennett Clinic. 1 p.m. is deprescribing, trimming down unneeded medications as we age. That will be with Dr. Sam Downing, who's with YRMC Physician Care. And wrapping it up at 2 p.m. is guardianship, conservatorship, and probate, what, when, and how to avoid, with Chip McLaughlin of the Law Offices of Chester B. McLaughlin. So if you've got paperwork that you need to put in place with someone, especially if there's a dementia that's creeping up,
oh, yeah,
please try to attend that talk at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And one thing we keep finding out from people, too, that when they are in a situation where they their loved ones have to access very important personal information, it used to be all this stuff was kept in a shoebox or a file box. Now, very often, it's kept online, and you have to have the password. And if you don't have that password, you don't get into it, do you?
Yep. There's all kinds of things that we don't realize we need to know until we need to know it. And sometimes that's when you're in the middle of a crisis. And I can tell you from personal experience, that is not the best time to start figuring out.
Because you're stressed for time, you're under stress, and it's just, it's just such a tough thing to go through. And as you know, I used to work in the funeral cemetery industry, so we would deal every day with people who just suffered a loss, and all of a sudden they've got to answer 100 questions, and they don't know the answers or how to get them yet. And that's not the time to go looking for them.
Yep, especially if you don't know what your loved ones want, and then you're trying to make the best decisions for them while trying to take their wishes into consideration, but not knowing that, especially if you've got adult children who might not necessarily agree on what they think mom or dad would have wanted, it can get, you know, pretty hairy pretty fast.
Debbie, take me through the steps. How do you line up the guest speakers and the vendors for these senior and caregiver conferences and expos?
Well, the goal of the Senior Connection is to connect seniors and family caregivers with the products, services, and support that they need. So we operate like a trade association, and we have companies become members. In return for their membership fee, they get benefits, including a booth at the expos. They participate in our weekly speaker bureau, etc. And from that list of companies that have presented, and based on what we've been told are some of the most pressing issues, then we extend the invitation to those members who can address those topics.
For the people who contact you at the Senior Connection, what are the biggest issues they ask about?
Well, I think for caregivers, they're often feeling overwhelmed. They have a situation come up where a spouse or a parent maybe fell and broke a hip, and now they're being released from the hospital, and they've got to find some place for that person to live. They need to bring in caregivers. A lot of times there's dementia involved, and it's just gotten to the point where the caregiver feels completely overwhelmed and alone. They don't know where to go for help, or they won't ask for it, and they often feel like, you know, they're in it alone. So, and sometimes they're seniors themselves, and they have their own health issues. For seniors, the main issues have to do with declining health, maybe a chronic condition or something that came on suddenly, like a heart attack. They face loss of independence if they can no longer drive or care for themselves. This can lead to loneliness and isolation and ultimately depression.
It can also lead to taking your frustration and depression out on your caregiver, can't it?
It certainly can. You know, you just kind of feel helpless and resentful and sad, and it's often the caregiver who gets the brunt of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tell people, try not to take it personally, especially if there's dementia involved. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not them, it's the disease.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it odd how, you know, we used to think that the average life expectancy was 70, 75 tops. I mean, look at when they established Social Security and when they established Medicare. You weren't expected to live this long, were you? And now all of a sudden we're living a lot longer, and we're experiencing what happens after we hit a certain age. We're getting more and more people suffering the afflictions of old age now, aren't we?
Absolutely. And that is growing in numbers, you know,
with the baby boomers.
Yeah. It's funny because as I get older, my perception of old keeps getting pushed off by a number of years. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm now in my early 60s, and it's like to me, when you talk about elderly, I think maybe 80, 90,
yeah.
You know.
So. And you know what helps that too is we look at how many people are still very, very active in their careers and everything. I mean, I'm a sports guy, and my favorite sportscaster was the Dodgers announcer Vin Scully, who finally gave up the mic at age 88, just at the Oscars last week. The best original screen or best adapted screenplay Oscar went to James Ivory, who's 89. Those used to be like, no, you can't possibly be useful at this age anymore. I mean, remember Walter Cronkite? They had to retire him because he made the sin, committed the sin of turning 65. And the irony of that is that when they made the movie about Dan Rather getting fired from CBS, the actor playing Dan Rather, Robert Redford, was 79.
Yep.
Now, how ironic is that?
Well, it's funny. There's that saying, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Tell me. Oh, my goodness. It really is amazing. So do you find that there are new things that are afflicting people nowadays that we didn't have to deal with years ago when it came to aging?
Well, I think that dementia is a huge one,
mm-hmm.
You know, with people living longer, and it's just the longer you live, the more likely you are to get it. And there are just parts of the body that wear out.
Mm-hmm.
So many knee replacements and
sure.
Such. One thing that's really, really exciting is the stem cell. You know, the reproductive surgeries and such, or not surgery, but the procedures that are actually curing some of those diseases
yeah.
That heretofore were considered incurable. And one of our guest speakers, Dr. Wayne Bennett, although he's talking about chronic pain and the opioid crisis for seniors, he has spoken before on regenerative medicine. And it's like every day there are just new breakthroughs that are really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm hoping for in my lifetime soon is a cure for Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something? Well, Dr. Bennett is my chiropractor, so I can certainly vouch for him. It's great to see him there, too. How are you able to do all this free?
Well, again, we have members. Companies become members, and it's through their membership fees that I am then able to offer all of our resources to the general public for free,
mm-hmm.
And that includes an online resource directory at my website, a monthly Caregiver Connection newsletter that I publish, weekly Speakers Bureau topics of interest every Thursday from noon to 1, except those weeks when we have the expo, since
sure.
I'm setting up during that time frame, and then our twice-yearly conference and expo. We can make those all available to the public for free due to the good graces of the companies that take memberships.
Now, when you put out the word you're going to have a senior and caregivers conference and expo, are you approached by people providing those services, or do you have to go around, knock on doors, and ask them to participate?
Well, I have about 65 or so companies that are currently members, and then once the word gets out, like now, I do have some companies that get in touch and say, how do I get involved and learn about all the different benefits they can take advantage of?
Mm-hmm. You know, in the course of researching senior issues, I came across this webpage, because we always talk about health care, how expensive health care is, right? And I came across this webpage called Healthcare Blue Book. You ever hear of it?
No.
Healthcare, well, you've heard of the Kelly Blue Book, which publishes the going price of certain cars by make and model and year. This is a healthcare blue book. They ask you to put in your zip code. And when you put in your zip code, they will tell you what the average rate for almost every medical procedure, whether in an outpatient clinic or a hospital, pretty much should be. And when you get billed for medical services, that's probably a pretty good resource to look at because it gives you an idea of something is perhaps overpriced, it does happen, or perhaps there was an error in the billing, you know, we're only human. And I found it to be a really useful webpage, Healthcare Blue Book.
Yeah. Yeah, the more you can do to take care of your health so that hopefully you can avoid needing some of those services, the better. But once you're in the position where you do need assistance, well, we'll have different companies providing those services at the expo. We've got service providers from both the nonprofit sector and the for-profit. And it includes assisted living facilities, in-home care, both medical and non-medical, skilled nursing, end of life, including hospice and funeral planning, legal, financial, insurance, fiduciaries, decluttering and downsizing, fitness, rehabilitation, just a whole gamut, elder law attorneys and such.
And this Wednesday, I'm going to have on this show Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB. They have been vigilant about pursuing all of these telephone scams that keep targeting the elderly. And one of the biggest ways to avoid being scammed on the phone is if you don't recognize the number, you're not required to pick up the call. Let your recorder take it. Let your cell phone take it. Let your phone recorder take it. And even when it looks like a government agency calling, we've been putting out the word through radio, TV, print, everything, that the IRS and APS, organizations like this, they will not call you. They will send you a letter first. And once people understand that, there's no reason to pick up the phone. Even though it's a nice thing to do, you're not required to. Let the call go to your voicemail.
Yeah, scams against the elderly just really get my blood boiling.
Yep, me too.
And I am proud to say that I've invited the Prescott Valley Police Department to be there with a booth, and they will be providing information about how to protect yourself and your loved ones against that.
I am so glad to hear that. And as we've said probably 24 times on this show alone, if someone asks you to pay for something using a Green Dot card or iTunes cards, that's a red flag. They're not legit. Simple as that. And we wish they would stop scamming people, but they keep doing it because it makes money, doesn't it?
It does. And so let me give the details about the event. It is going to be this Friday. Again, it's the Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo. It will be held at Liberty Traditional School in Prescott Valley. That's on North Lake Valley Road, around the corner from the Prescott Valley Event Center. It will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and there is no charge to get in. You don't need to RSVP. And if you go to my website, you can get a flyer at my homepage, and that gives both a map on how to get there, as well as the lineup of speakers. And that is seniorconnection.us. Senior Connection, there's no S at the end, .us, because we're all of us are in this together.
Indeed we are. Thank you again, Debbie Stewart. Say hello to Don for me.
I will do that.
And again, thank you for all these senior and caregivers conferences and expos. One-stop shopping for everything you need. Stay tuned, because I've got two author interviews coming up. They're going to bookend our news with Link. The first one coming up is a very provocative author named Dan Barker. He has written a book called Free Will Explained. You'll hear that coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Growing up in Prescott, we knew spring was here when my grandmother's lilacs bloomed. I'm Lisa Waters Lane, and my grandma would be thrilled with the new Bloomerang Pink Perfume Lilacs at Waters Garden Center. New pink blooms fill the landscape with fragrance of grandma over and over again in the garden. Mine bloomed 3 times last year, making spring last well into fall, all for under $25. Lilacs like grandma used to grow, and better. Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
I'm Bud Garso, library specialist at Prescott Public Library. When you hear the word library, you probably think about books. But Prescott Public Library offers books and much more. Tinkering with your car? Try our online auto repair manuals. If you like puzzles, we have a free puzzle exchange. Want to learn a unique craft? Try our new origami program. If you are a gamer, you can check out Xbox One and PlayStation 4 games. Visit PrescottLibrary.info for details, and I'll see you at Prescott Public Library.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Mojave State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Los Angeles Kings live Tuesday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Mark Goligoski, and it's time to register your child for the 2018-19 school year. Whether you are looking for a preschool, kindergarten, elementary, middle school, or high school, PUSD has the school for your student. We have an award-winning school board, highly qualified and dedicated teachers, and administrators who truly care about every child every day. And most importantly, a student body we are incredibly proud of. In addition to our highly rated academic programs, PUSD offers music and art programs at all levels, engineering and STEAM curriculums, intramural and competitive sports, with many bringing home state championships, robotics, after-school programs, ROTC, theater, and much more. From our innovative elementary classrooms to graduation at PHS, we have developed pathways for your student that will fit their needs and ambitions while providing an amazing foundation for their future. Come join us and see for yourself why PUSD is the number one school choice for Prescott students and families. For more information, go to our website at prescottschools.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Hey, let me ask you this question. Do we have free will? Because scientists and philosophers have been battling with this issue for years, and if we don't have free will, why do we think we do? Well, there's a new book. It's called Free Will Explained, How Science and Philosophy Converge to Create a Beautiful Illusion. And the book is written by a former Christian minister, Dan Barker. Dan, welcome to Q&A, and tell me why you have a statement in the book defining God as, quote, the most unpleasant character in all fiction.
Oh, well, that's a different book. That was a book that came out 2 years ago.
Is that one you wrote?
Most Unpleasant. Yeah. That was one I wrote with Richard Dawkins that came out in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So in my biblical research, I concluded, after having been an evangelical minister for years, that there's a better way in trying to follow the orders of the God of the Bible. So that's a different book.
Mm-hmm.
But I do talk about God in this new book, Free Will Explained, because if free will means that you have options and the future is open to you. A God who knows everything does not have an open future. Therefore, an omniscient God doesn't even have free will.
Now, define for us harmonic free will.
What I say in the book is that free will is not a scientific truth. It is a social truth. So we think of scientific truth as cause and effect through time. That would be like horizontal, like reading melody on a piece of music going from left to right. But harmony is not left and right. Harmony is vertical. It's not horizontal. Harmony is a collection of notes, not just one note following by another note. So the scientists are right. We don't have individual free will. Everything is a result of predetermined laws of nature. They're absolutely right. We can say, no, we don't have free will. But if you flip the perspective and look at us not as individual beings, but as a collection of social animals, then in a collection, there are qualities or properties that emerge that don't exist in any of the individuals. And so it's like looking at harmony as a background to melody. If you put the two together, you have this illusion of like depth perception. You have this feeling of music that when you hear the music, you go, wow, this seems to be something more than the sum of its parts. So free will is, to me, harmonic free will is what exists in a collection of notes. The need for human beings in a social structure to assign moral responsibility to our actions. And then the free will emerges in that need. It's not a real scientific thing. Free will is an assumption or an emerging quality of our lives that we can say, you can see it harmonically, not just flat cause and effect, or not some weird transcendent thing like a soul or a spirit or a God that's above and beyond. You put the two together, you have this depth perception that I call harmonic free will. It's beautiful. It's an illusion, but it's a beautiful illusion, and it's a youthful illusion.
Historically, do Christians think they have free will?
Some do and some don't. Martin Luther wrote a book called The Bondage of the Will, and most Calvinists think everything is predestined. But other Christians, like I used to be, you know, I was an evangelical preacher, I thought we all had the freedom to choose Jesus or reject Jesus. Otherwise, his death on the cross would have been meaningless. And when Moses told the Israelites at the end of Deuteronomy, choose life so that you and your descendants may live, there's the assumption that we can make that choice and that we are personally, morally culpable for our actions to deserve heaven or hell. So you put Christians in the same room, they're not going to agree with each other either. And when you put atheists in the same room, the atheists are going to disagree. It's a perplexing paradox, really, which is why I wanted to write this book.
Now, what about what philosophers say about free will?
Most philosophers, there's this field of philosophy called experimental philosophy, it's just basically surveys. Most philosophers are what you would call compatibilists. They say, yes, we are determined, but yes, we also have free will by some definition or other. Daniel Dennett is a great example of that. He wrote a book called Elbow Room, The Varieties of Free Will Worth Wanting or Worth Examining. So most philosophers accept both determinism and free will. And in fact, most people on the street, if you tell them that everything is scientifically predetermined, they will say, yeah, I agree with you. But they are also compatibilists. They also say, but so what? We can still act as if we have free will. So it's only about 12% of people surveyed who are what you would call strict determinists who say we should not use the phrase free will. And by the way, they're absolutely right. Those scientists are absolutely right. But we're talking about whether we should talk about free will at a different level.
So how would you define determinism?
Well, everybody defines it differently. Some philosophers say it's the fact that the laws of nature entail that there's just one unique future, that everything had to happen the way it happened and there's no elbow room or wiggle room, that everything was determined by preceding cause and effect. And in fact, scientific experiments are showing us that most of your decisions, maybe all of your decisions, were made before you were consciously aware of them. They can hook you up to a machine and tell you your decision before you even know you made it, which is spooky. It's weird. So determinism means that you're actually not in control of even your own mental processes. Although we feel like we are, and we judge people as if they are, determinism implies that we are all trapped on this line of cause and effect.
Now, strange as this sounds, there is a story in your book about a chipmunk. What is that?
So I was working on another book, and then the little chipmunk came up to the French door, and we became friends over like 3 or 4 years, and now this little chipmunk jumps on my chest and on my belly and on my lap, and we're like little, you know, I guess we're friends. We're inhabiting the same backyard. But I wonder, this is just an evolved material rodent out in a natural universe. It didn't pick its instincts. It didn't choose to be a chipmunk. It's not deciding to be afraid. It wants to take a risk, but it sure looks to me like it's exercising some kind of control, some kind of decision-making in its little brain. And in fact, it even jumped on my laptop and contributed a character to the book, which I kept in the book, which is fun. So I'm thinking, well, this little we're also evolved mammals, too. So how much free will do we have, actually? And in fact, historically, animals have been put on trial, even in ecclesiastical courts. A pig was hanged because it ate a communion wafer once, and an elephant was once hanged in eastern Tennessee. So I got to thinking, well, do we have free will or don't we? When you look in the eyes of another living creature, a human or another thing, you see something and you feel something that seems to transcend the natural world, and that needs to be explained.
Now, you and your wife run the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That's a nonprofit dedicated to the separation of church and state. Why is it important to keep those two separate?
Because we don't want the government telling us what to believe, and that was part of the founding of our country. And when it comes to religion, the First Amendment guarantees freedom of religion, which means means, of course, freedom from religion. You can't have freedom of religion if you're not free to dissent from religion. The government has to be neutral. And in many or most of our lawsuits where we sue the government, we are joined by Christians, Protestants, Catholics, Jews, Wiccans, and others who agree with us that they don't want the government butting into religious matters. So for all of us, atheists or born-again Christians, it's good that our government remains secular and neutral and not try to push someone else's religion on all the people.
And one last question, how can we get a copy of your book, Free Will Explained, How Science and Philosophy Converge to Create a Beautiful Illusion?
The book just came out today, and you can find it at Barnes & Noble or any other bookstore or through our own FFRF.org, Freedom from Religion Foundation bookshop.
That's Dan Barker. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A on behalf of Free Will Explained. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you, DJ.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Windfall Willie here. Imagine you're riding your bike to the corner store. You head to the counter and ask for a Piggy Bank Bucks ticket, one of four new fast play games from the Arizona Lottery. You win! Now you try a Cherry Twist ticket with a jackpot that's always growing. Another instant win! You cash out and leave on your new bike. Woo-wee! Play for lightning fast wins with Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery.
Your world is created by what you focus on, and it's never too late to adjust your view. At Nationwide Vision, we've been Arizona's eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect contact lenses that fit your active lifestyle. Right now, when you buy four boxes of contact lenses, you will receive a free pair of eyeglasses, and you can even use your vision insurance. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center, but two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. NASA has invited Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University to launch another satellite. University officials say EagleSat 2 has been accepted to participate in NASA's CubeSat launch initiative. This program is intended to provide viable launch opportunities between 2019 and 2021 for Cube satellites as auxiliary payloads on planned NASA, U.S. government, or commercial spaceflight missions. Once in space, it will observe and catalog various types of cosmic rays, learning about which kind of particles come from certain points in space. It will also test various types of computer memory to determine which kind is best suited for space environments. Hilliard Page, EagleSat 2 project manager, explains Embry-Riddle has been designing this spacecraft and its missions for almost 3 years. This Cube satellite is being built entirely by undergraduate students in the College of Engineering on the Prescott campus. Students successfully launched EagleSat 1 last November. The Northern Arizona Suns have snapped their five-game losing streak.
The Suns were at the Prescott Valley Event Center last night to take on the South Bay Lakers. Guard Josh Gray scored 38 points in the 137-120 win. Coach Cody Toppert says the team feels good about getting a big win at home.
I think we feel even better about the effort on both sides of the ball because, to me, energy and effort is what's been the difference over that little stretch. Frustration kicked in. You're more frustrated, and it's like you're standing in quicksand.
Forward Relier Hollis Jefferson, who scored 14 points, explained he's pleased with the win, but the Suns have to keep the momentum going.
Good to get a win after the last couple games we struggled. It feels pretty good. Just try to play the way we play defense, and we made extra passes, play it together.
This victory follows a 113-112 loss in Salt Lake City against the Stars Friday night. The Northern Arizona Suns, who remain in the playoff hunt, host the defending G League champion Raptor 905 at 7 Friday night. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight and sunny warming up tomorrow. Expect an overnight low of 41 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 67 tomorrow and a high of 62 on Wednesday. 46 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 77 and a high on Wednesday of 72. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Have you had a bad experience with a local heating and cooling contractor? Insane prices for repairs, or they tried to strong arm you into buying a new system? Don't get pushed around by those guys. They are not the only game in town. Give us a call at 458-8177. We are local, veteran owned and operated. You'll be treated with respect and given the proper customer service you deserve. Look for us on Facebook, visit us at pvhac.com, where you can now book appointments online. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Diamondbacks baseball returns Thursday, March 29th at 6:30 as they open up with the Colorado Rockies. Diamondbacks baseball sponsored this season by
Courtesy Auto Sales, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick It, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, Quality Collision, Yavapai Block, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Bottle Gas, MCO, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Prescott True Value, Primavera Online School, Prescott Valley Automotive, Pitcher's 1 Hour Air Conditioning, and Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Waters Garden Center, Al's Auto Body, House Chilson, Country Bank, Yavapai Heating and Cooling, Affinity RV, Barrett Propane, Home Furnishings Direct, Bradshaw Family Dental, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, and Cliff Castle Casino.
It's the countdown to opening day, March 29th at 6:30 on 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, your Arizona Diamondbacks baseball station.
Did you hear? You can get Cable One high-speed internet at an everyday low price. 100 megs, $55 a month, and save with free installation. All you have to do is call 855-CABLE-1. Get the most out of your Wi-Fi with the best whole home streaming on all your devices. That's 100 megs, $55 a month, plus free installation. Now get high speeds like this at an incredible everyday low price. Get it now at 855-CABLE-1.
Restrictions apply. Call Cable One for details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. I have on the line Susie Herrick. She is a licensed psychotherapist, mediator, trainer, consultant, and writer who has taught, coached, and mentored more than 2,000 graduate students in counseling psychology. She lives in the Bay Area, and she's written a new book just in time for International Women's Day. It's called Your Story is Your Power. Susie, congratulations on the publication of this book. How do you encourage women to discover their own story?
Well, thanks for asking. I first want to say that the book is co-authored with the amazing Elle Luna, mm-hmm. who did the artwork for the book and co-authored it with me, so it's been a real treat to do this. And can you remind me of your question again?
Yeah, sure. How do you remind your readers to discover their own story and challenge them to use it to cultivate their own power?
Well, it's about inspiring people to do this, and the way that I've inspired myself is that in learning about how, you know, systems systems work is that you need the individual voice in tandem with the mutual voice, the part of us that is individual and the part of us that is cooperative. You need those in balance together to make a viable community. And I thought that if I was just really cooperative and didn't say anything, things would be okay. But I found that I needed to say what I thought. And I also learned that the feminine part of me and around me in the community has been really dampened. The voice of the feminine is just not all that visible. And what would the world be like if the women or the feminine voice came out and shared that intelligence? So that's what inspired me to do it, and that's what I find inspires the people that read this book, is what would the world be like if we really got to speak from this intelligence center, even for men. I've seen now men really, you know, look into this material and cry at the realization that we've lost so much by not listening to this part of us.
And I've seen some writers refer to some world leaders, we won't mention names, defining it as testosterone poisoning. How would you feel about more women being in power? How would that change things?
Well, I think that I don't know about testosterone poisoning. It's an interesting concept. I don't know about it, but I do know that when you have a community that focuses on one, in this case, one sex, that it things are out of balance. And so I think that, you know, we need to have a more balanced view in politics, a more balanced vision. And I think one of the people we quote in the book said, what would the world be like if women weren't basically left outside that door where all the policies are made and, you know, things around justice, all that? What would our world be like? And I think that it might be a much better place if we brought that forward.
With the recent Me Too movement and Time's Up, and of course the Oscars highlighting this the other night worldwide, how do you tap into the recent wave of women becoming empowered? Do you think they're emboldened and empowered by seeing famous people coming out and doing this?
Yeah, I think that that one of the things that, especially with the Me Too movement, is that Tarana Burke so expertly realized that healing comes from developing a safe forum for people to bring out their stories. And when people see that celebrities do it, it makes it easier for them. So I think that all that's happening now is helping to heal this separation, so to speak, so that women and anybody who wants to bring out their feminine intelligence can.
In your book, Your Story is Your Power, you use creative and astute exercises that are used to uncover cultural, family, and personal motivations. What are some of those?
Well, culturally, if you look at fairy tales, for example, or commercials or TV shows, you'll notice that there are subtle messages coming at women that make them feel like they're only, you know, loved for what they look like, or loved for their, you know, capacity to be kind. And in that, they get the ultimate product, which is the handsome prince, but really the handsome prince gets everything else. And so, or even in, now commercials, you know, women are supposed to be skinny and beautiful and flawless in order to participate in any kind of, you know, community forum. And so that's a way that if you start to look at, you know, little girls and they go, oh, I'm not supposed to do anything unless I'm beautiful. I can't go outside, basically, unless I'm beautiful. That's really a sign that the culture has impacted them. And then with family, we ask people to take a look at, you know, what messages they got in their families about, you know, am I supposed to be something like, can I be a scientist if I'm a woman? Or can I really say what I think if I'm a woman? Or can I have as many resources? You know, globally, women have far less resources than men do and work far harder. So it's an interesting phenomena that women have ingested through family, through culture, that they're not as wanted. And so personalities develop, you know, we develop these ways of surviving in the world, to participate in the world and be safe. But what's happened is we've developed these personalities to keep us from saying or doing what we think is right, because we're so afraid of getting a backlash.
If you're waiting in the supermarket checkout line, you're surrounded by magazines aimed at women that have cover stories. Almost everyone has a cover story saying how to be more beautiful, how to be sexier, how to get your man. Does that counteract the kind of message you're trying to pass along to younger women?
in a way it does. It's really about choice. You know, Naomi Wolf years ago brought this up, which is that, you know, people say, well, if you're a feminist, then you can't focus on beauty. And that's not the point. The point is that when someone's beautiful, it's out of, now it's out of fear. I have to be beautiful in order to survive. And what I would like for the women in the next generations is if they want to be beautiful because they feel like it or they feel like expressing that, not because they have to. Right now you have to. And I think that's the difference. And so, yes, the magazines keep, you know, showing the images of these perfect women, and most of them are airbrushed. And and so we take in that if I'm not that way, then I can't even step outside. And the older generations are really suffering from this. They feel like they have to be really invisible because they are not. They don't look like they're 25.
Do you think it's encouraging in that regard that so many Hollywood movies now feature women who are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s in starring roles?
It's very encouraging. It wasn't that way just 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's very encouraging. And that is the hard work of the women in Hollywood really stepping forth and saying what they think, which is what we really need.
Speaking of beauty, you mentioned Elle Luna, your co-author, did the artwork. Who did that incredible binding of this book?
You mean the way that it's, well, that's a combination of Elle's design and the publishers.
Yeah,
Workman Publishing.
The idea was
to make the book easy to hold and easy to read and pleasurable to have in your hand.
And one last question. When we see issues about differences, the gender differences and pay gaps, would it be helpful for women to name the companies that they think are guilty of doing that?
Well, I think that's a hard question to answer because my belief is the more that we bring awareness to the table, the better. And it's not about blame or whatever because we're all on a learning curve. People aren't aware of this, and the more that we become aware of it, the better as a culture. So whatever we can do to do that is really the imperative. And so to bring it to consciousness, if a company's doing it, then bring it to consciousness because that's the way to let us know what's going on.
The author is Susie Herrick with Elle Luna. The book is Your Story is Your Power. Free your feminine voice. Susie Herrick, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with your publishing.
Thank you, DJ Phone. Thanks for having me and hearing my voice. Bye-bye.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, if you're a fan of great movies, you're aware, of course, of the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. They're Tuesday night classics. And tomorrow night, you can't get much more classic than this one, folks. Clark Gable, Vivian Leigh, Gone with the Wind, on the big screen tomorrow evening, starting at 7 o'clock. It's only $5 at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. And if you like family-friendly movies that you grew up with, don't forget, coming up on Friday the 23rd at the Prescott Elks Theater, it's E.T. the Extraterrestrial, starting that evening at 7 o'clock. E.T. is on the big screen, and on Sunday the 25th at the Elks Theater, also Gone with the Wind. So you have two chances this month to see possibly the best American movie ever made on the big screen. Don't miss that. The Harkins Theater, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and Sunday the 25th at the Prescott Elks Theater. Well, if you're in the market to buy a car, your timing is pretty good, because every year around this time, Consumer Reports comes out with their annual car buying guide. And the new one is out, and they have racked up more than 800,000 miles this year evaluating new cars, SUVs, minivans, and trucks. And they say the bar is set pretty high. To make their top 10 picks list, the vehicles need to ace their track tests. They have to be safe and reliable and score high in owner satisfaction. Now, that's based on literally hundreds of thousands of owner car surveys that are sent back to them. Well, they have picked their top 10 cars for 2018 in the category of large car. Their number one pick is the Chevy Impala. The one they tested sells for $39,110. It scored 91 on their road test, 86 on their overall score. Their best compact car, the Toyota Corolla, priced at $20,652. The overall score, 78. Road test score, 71. Their pick for the luxury compact SUV, the BMW X3, $53,745. A 92 road test, 81 overall score. Their pick for the compact green car, the Chevy Bolt, that is an overall score of 79, same score on the road test. The one they tested sells for $38,424. The full-size pickup truck, their number one pick for that category is the Ford F-150. The one they tested is priced at $52,535. Overall score, 72. The road test, 81. In the category compact SUV, they chose the Subaru Forester. This one, $27,145. Scored 85 on the road test, 84 overall. The Toyota Camry is their pick for the midsize car. Number one pick, the one they tested, that's a hybrid. The one they tested was $28,949, 89 overall score for their 2.5-liter four-cylinder gas-driven one, 87 overall score, 86 road test, price $26,364. In the category of minivan, they went with the Toyota Sienna with a $38,424 price tag and overall score 79, also 79 on the road test. Their luxury compact car was the Audi A4, $48,890 and overall score of 85, 88 on the road test. And finally, their number one midsize SUV, the Toyota Highlander. This one was tagged at $50,875 for the hybrid, $41,169 for the 3.5-liter V6, 87 on the overall score, 85 road test for the hybrid, 85 overall score, 82 road test for the gas-driven one. They also have an extensive section of this magazine. Now, this is the Let me see which month issue this is. This is the April 2018 issue of Consumer Reports. They have quite a few pages devoted to ranking each used car of the past about 10 years. And they also have a category, Best New Vehicles Under $30,000. In those categories, a subcompact, they choose the Chevrolet Sonic, the Honda Fit, and the Toyota Yaris IA. Those are the best subcompacts under $30,000. In that price range for compacts, they go with the Ford C-Max Hybrid, the Hyundai Elantra, Kia Forte, Niro, and Soul, the Mazda 3 Sport, the Toyota CHR, Corolla IM, Corolla, Prius Prime, and the Prius. Mid-sized cars under $30,000. There are picks for the Ford Fusion, the Fusion Hybrid, the Honda Accord, Hyundai Sonata, Kia Optima, Mazda 6, Nissan Altima, the Subaru Legacy, the Toyota Camry Hybrid, the regular Camry, and the Volkswagen Passat. Under sporty cars, under $30,000, they go with the Subaru BRZ and the Toyota 86. The wagons, under $30,000, Subaru Outback. In subcompact SUVs, they go with the Honda HR-V, the Mazda CX-3, the Nissan Rogue Sport, and the Subaru Crosstrek. Then compact SUVs, their picks are the Ford Escape, the Honda CR-V, Kia Sportage, the Mazda CX-5, Nissan Rogue, the Subaru Forester non-turbo, the Toyota RAV4 Hybrid, and the Toyota RAV4 four-cylinder. And finally, under the category mid-sized SUV, under $30,000, their pick is the Hyundai Santa Fe Sport. Now, all of these are part of the April 2018 issue. It's the annual auto issue for Consumer Reports, the big cover story, best and worst cars, SUVs, and trucks. They also have recall and safety updates. They call it Smarter Choices for a Better World. But almost anything you need to know about any car is in the April 2018 issue of Consumer Reports. And, of course, the back half of this entire magazine is all about rating the reliability records and in what categories they have been excellent, fair, and poor for almost every make and model for the last about 10 years. So a really worthwhile check if you're looking for any kind of a new or a used car. On our airwaves tonight, or tomorrow, I should say, we have the Arizona Coyotes. They're home all week, by the way. They will host the LA Kings tomorrow. Thursday, the Nashville Predators, both those games at 7 p.m. Then Saturday, they host the Minnesota Wild at 6. All three of these games carried live on KQNA-FM. Stay tuned now for Talk of the Town, Chino Valley with John Coomer. Then join me right back here tomorrow at 3 with my guests, Prescott Valley Police Department human and canine officers, and clinical herbalist Chris Vaughn with natural and drug-free solutions for wellness and healing. That's Tuesday at 3 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.